Hello and welcome to the English We Speak, where we explain expressions used by fluent English speakers so that you can use them too. I'm Feifei and I'm joined by Georgie. Hello.
Hello, Feifei. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Georgie. Now, did you see there's a new sushi restaurant that's just opened near the office? Do you fancy going there for lunch?
Wow, Feifei, you are speaking my language. I love sushi.
Ah, me too. Now, speaking someone's language is what we're learning in this program. What did you mean by it, Georgie?
Well, you're speaking my language means something similar to I love that idea or I completely agree. So in my case, it means that I liked your suggestion about the sushi restaurant. You said something that I wanted to hear.
Well, that's because I know you like sushi. Now, you can say she's speaking his language or I'm speaking your language, but it would be quite rare. The most frequent form to use would be you're speaking my language.
Yes, and that is because it's often said in the moment as a response to something a person has said which you really connect with. Let's hear some more examples.
You booked that concert already? You're really speaking my language.
My husband suggested going to the zoo at the weekend, and I said, now you're speaking my language. I'd love that.
Free chocolate. Now you're speaking my language.
I know an expression that has a similar meaning to speak someone's language. Do you know the one I'm thinking of?
No, I don't, Feifei. Can you share it with us?
It's to be on the same wavelength, which means to think in a similar way. So, for example, we both like the idea of having sushi for lunch. We are on the same wavelength.
That is a good one. Now, Feifei, I need a coffee, so shall we recap and then have a quick break from work?
Oh, you're speaking my language. We learned the idiom speak someone's language, which means you like and connect with what someone has said. Thanks for joining us.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.